Yesterday, the Republicans in the legislature officially filed their lawsuit against Governor Mark Dayton and his line item veto against that defunded the legislature, a unprecedented and rather shocking move that he did in an effort to sort of leverage Republicans back into a special session to remove a bunch of provisions that he had agreed to in negotiations in the final bills that he all signed into law.
Yeah, Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd said yesterday, we need to protect the integrity of the institution of the House and Senate, of the legislative branch of government. We will pursue a legal option to preserve that co-equal branch of government. Before we talk to our guest, you know, apart from the partisan arguments, I haven't seen anybody really arguing that this was, that if this were to go to court, this would rule in the governor's favor. And I have to imagine that if not the governor, then Tina Smith had to know this. So, like, when you boil it all down, was this just a waste of tax dollars and time to try to save face from the criticism? Because it doesn't look like it's going to go in his favor. So they had to know that.
I don't know. He said, Dayton said he came to this decision all on his own.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Or at least somebody around him said, don't do it. It's not going to go your way.
Yeah, you would think somebody around him would say, this is a bad idea. This is probably going to get challenged in court, and you're probably going to lose, and this is going to end up looking bad for you. But I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. He's so erratic, and he's so unpredictable. He could have completely come to this decision on his own and stuck to it and been stubborn about it. I have no clue.
Well, it needs to be said, too, that if he was running for re-election, he would not have done this. Anybody running for re-election, to me, this would have been the death knell because it was so stupid.
I think if Republicans are smart, every DFL candidate running for governor will have to give their thoughts on this.
Yeah.
We'll have to share their thoughts on this as a negotiating tactic. And I guarantee you, they're all hoping, every DFL candidate for governor right now is hoping that the courts smack this down, because otherwise they're going to have to be asked, is this a tactic that you would use as governor?
Yep.
Friend of the show, lawyer extraordinaire Jeffrey O'Brien joins us. Good morning, sir.
Morning, guys.
As I am wont to do, since I am not a legal expert, I reached out to you when the lawsuit was filed and asked you to look over it. You did. You've got some thoughts to share. Your initial thoughts on the lawsuit filed.
Well, first of all, we lawyers geek out on well-drafted complaints, and this is a very well-drafted complaint. It lays out the case pretty clear. There's three counts. One is a count for declaratory action, declaring that the governor's action of line item vetoing the funding for the legislative branch violates the separation of powers provisions in the Minnesota Constitution. There's a second count, which is a request for an injunction preventing that veto from having illegal effect. And then there's finally what they call it's a request for a writ of mandamus. This is what you use when you're trying to compel a public official to do something. They're asking the court to compel Myron Franz, who's also named in the complaint as a defendant, who's the commissioner of management and budget, and they're compelling him to make the appropriation. It's that MMB that makes the appropriations under the Minnesota law. So those are the three counts. It's pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward argument. You can't defund the legislative branch of government. It goes through the what the legislature does, all the laws that have to be drafted, how the time that takes to draft those laws, and the staff that's required to do that. You can't veto the funding for their staff.
Couple of questions. You laid out the three counts, the declaratory action stating that the line item veto was unconstitutional, a halt to the defunding, and a writ that would compel the Myron Franz to go ahead forward with the appropriation. Can the court rule on each count individually? Like, can some counts stand and others be struck down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of these, like the issue with the first count with the declaratory action, this is filed in district court in Ramsey County. I wouldn't be surprised. Sometimes you get these questions, these certified questions that go up to the Supreme Court at the district court level. So I would guess that the question of whether or not the governor's action violates the separation of powers in the Constitution, Minnesota Constitution, is likely going to be certified at the Supreme Court, and we're going to see the Supreme Court rule on that sooner rather than later. As an initial matter, that's probably one thing that's going to happen. The district court judge, once there's a judge assigned, may take that step. The second thing that may happen with the injunction is there may be a further motion here for a temporary restraining order, preliminary injunction, to while this case is pending, because, you know, civil cases can take 12 to 18 months on a normal cycle. The lawyers for the legislature, for the House and Senate, may ask for an injunction to be put in place to keep the funding there while this case is proceeding. So there could be some preliminary motions coming up shortly, preliminary actions that will move this case along pretty quickly.
That all seems pretty reasonable. I mean, a temporary injunction to keep the legislature funded while the case is being heard and decided upon seems eminently reasonable to me.
Absolutely. It's when the legal standard for obtaining a temporary injunction, it's an extreme measure, certainly, but the court balances the harms between the parties. And certainly the harm to the staff and the members of the legislative branch that aren't going to be paid come July 1st certainly outweighs the governor not getting his way on policy issues in the budget.
Do you have any expectation on how long something like this could take before we find out what the court's feelings are on it?
Well, I think they're going to do an injunction, John. They're going to do that before this all takes effect on July 1st. In terms of the declaratory action and certifying it to the Supreme Court, I would say that's probably going to follow shortly after that. So this is probably going to happen in the next, I would say, month or so. We're going to have a good indication as to where this is headed.
Well, being a lawyer, Jeff O'Brien, going back to the beginning, what was your instinctive reaction when you first heard about what the governor did before really, you know, when you just first heard announced that was going to happen?
My first reaction was he can't do it. I mean, I think they've got him dead to rights on the separation of powers. You cannot defund the legislative branch because negotiations with them didn't go your way. I think whoever is deciding this, whether it be a district court judge or this ultimately question is being decided by the Supreme Court, I think the judges have to set aside their views on the underlying issues with the tax bills and other policy issues that forced this fight, and instead look at the precedent to be set if the governor could defund a co-equal branch of government because he didn't get his way. I mean, this time it's the legislative branch. What happens if later on a law was passed and the Supreme Court overrode it? Can the governor then defund the Supreme Court or the court judicial branch? Where does it end? So yeah. I think it's a pretty clear case. And to the discussion you guys were having before I jumped on the call here, whether or not someone advised him, I have a hard time believing that someone didn't advise him. And so we'll have to see what there's going to be an answer to this. I'm curious to see what the governor's lawyers are going, how they're going to respond to this and what their grounds are for saying that he does have the right to do this.
Hey, Jeff, we're going to appreciate your time, appreciate your expertise. We're going to cut this off, though, a little bit and let you go because we got some breaking news right now. We're going to jump into a Fox News report here. Representative Steve Scalise from Virginia, GOP representative, House Majority Whip out of Virginia, has been shot. Him and some aides were shot at a baseball practice in Virginia on Wednesday. We're going to go ahead and jump into some coverage with Fox News on that now. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Were shot as well.